This is St. Louis Public Radio. This election year already is following a pattern in Missouri politics. Key topics in the state's hot U.S. Senate contest revolve around the familiar issues of sex trafficking, birth control, and abortion. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis says the sparring is aimed at attracting women voters.
In 2012, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill easily won re-election after Republican rival Todd Akin made this observation on St. Louis TV station Fox 2.
If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Now, some in both parties wonder if a replay is looming because of controversial comments by Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Hawley is McCaskill's best-known GOP challenger in her bid this fall for a third term. He has come under fire for his recent assertion that the sexual revolution in the 1960s and 70s helped fuel the sex trafficking trade. Hawley rejects any comparison with Akin. He also is not backing down from his view that Hollywood and the media have contributed to sex trafficking by promoting the sexual exploitation of women.
It's a growing epidemic nationally in our state, and the reason for that is because people will buy forced sex. And by people, I mean men. It's overwhelmingly men. So if we're going to stop sex trafficking, we have got to change this culture of exploitation of women.
McCaskill has sent out a fundraising letter calling such comments, quote, stupid and ignorant. She accuses Hawley of really taking aim at the sexual revolution's success in creating more freedom for women and expanding access to birth control. The senator points to Hawley's role as one of the lawyers in the Hobby Lobby case, where the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that businesses can refuse to provide insurance for contraception if it's against their religious beliefs.
So anyone who's fighting to keep women from getting birth control is someone who's actually indirectly fighting to increase the number of abortions, because if you don't have birth control, that's how unwanted pregnancies occur, and that's why abortions happen.
McCaskill delivered that jab while defending her recent vote against a Senate bill that would ban abortions after a woman has been pregnant for 20 weeks. Hawley has attacked her vote and emphasized that he would support such a ban. It is sought by abortion opponents who say that fetuses can feel pain at 20 weeks.
We're one of what? Is it only seven countries, I think, that permit abortions at that late stage? I think we don't want to be in the company of China and North Korea and these others. So the fact that Senator McCaskill would take such an extreme position, I think is just really out of step with our state.
Opponents of such a ban note that few abortions are conducted after 20 weeks and say most are because of serious health issues involving the fetus or the woman. McCaskill says a broader issue is at stake.
My vote on this is in line with what I have said for a long time about this subject. We all need to be focusing on how we can prevent abortions, not on how we criminalize women and doctors.
Both candidates appear to be aiming their arguments at women voters, especially those in the suburbs. Women are believed to have made the difference in McCaskill's 2012 victory over Akin. About 400,000 Missouri voters cast ballots for McCaskill while also supporting Republican Mitt Romney for president. Many analysts point to polls indicating that most of those split-ticket voters were women. That argument is fueling some of the behind-the-scenes talk about whether Congresswoman Ann Wagner of Baldwin might be a stronger Republican opponent against McCaskill because Wagner is a woman. Those close to her say she plans to stay out. Despite all their differences, McCaskill and Hawley are on the same side when it comes to sex trafficking. Both have been prominent players in the effort to stop it. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.